Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. They making noise. Start up.
Episode 264 of the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Very exciting.
It is exciting. It's an exciting time. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, but I'd like to apologize for those of you who listen the minute we drop our podcasts. We did a podcast late from 2 weeks ago on a Monday. And then didn't have time to do one later in the week. So now we're sort of back on track. But it's been a week and a half since our last episode. We're back on the horse. We're good. Scary goes on vacation end of August. But other than that, I think we're good.
I will be going on vacation at the end of August. But that comes every year, and you know that. So it's fine. You've had some things to do, too. Brody, you've been all over the place.
Oh, yeah. I've been to my living room. I went down to the den. I came back upstairs. Listen, I've had a rough week and a half, Scary.
Why?
While you're hanging out in the Jersey Shore and partying and going to dumpling houses, I was almost killed 3 times in the past week.
How's that possible?
You want me to tell you now? I'll tell you a couple.
Well, wait a second.
Wait, short stories.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
How did you die? You almost, no, you're not, I mean, you're exaggerating, yeah. Obviously.
No. So early or late last week, maybe Thursday, I'm out on my front lawn and I see I have a large tree on my front lawn, very large tree. But the branches, some of them are low. And when they get too low, I have to have the tree guy come and trim them. He has to raise the canopy, it's called, right? So he cuts all the low-hanging leaves and branches off. Well, I was walking the dogs, and I noticed that one of the low branches from the tree that heads towards the street, all the leaves are gone. They're not brown, mamas and papas. They're all gone. So the limb is dead. So I bring the dogs back in the house, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to pull the dead branches off that are angled down, right?
Right.
I'm just going to take those off because they're angling down and there's no leaves. And then the medium-sized limb that's coming off the tree, when my tree guy comes in a few weeks, I'll have him cut it off.
Shouldn't you have the professionals do all of the tree removal and all the branches of removal?
In hindsight, Scary, yes. So I've always broken off the little branches. You know, just break them off. They're dead. Break them off. So I break one little twig off, one little twig, and the entire limb falls and hits me in the shoulder and just misses my head, knocks me down.
Oh my God. You okay?
So I ended up with I had a big red bruise on my left shoulder, but had I been standing a little to the left,
They would have knocked you in the head, like hammered you into the ground.
That's correct. Luckily, it was a glancing blow on my left shoulder. All right. So I survived that. A couple days ago.
The advantages, by the way, of living in a an apartment. I don't have to deal with tree problems, but go ahead. Yeah.
So today's Thursday as we're recording this. On Tuesday, so 2 days ago, I have the guys coming. He's a contractor, but he does gutter cleaning. So, you know, the gutters that go around your roof where it catches the rainwater and leaves. Well, I have trees all over my property, and so leaves fall into the gutters. So I had to have the gutters cleaned. And while they were there, I said, hey, I have a light on the back of my house. It's a spotlight. And, you know, there's a light switch inside the house. You turn it on, and it lights up the backyard. So if I want to swim at night, I have a light. That makes sense, right? You follow
Sure,
me?
Yeah.
Well, because it's so high up, I can't change the bulb. It's like you need a two-story ladder. So since these guys, the gutter cleaners, have the long ladders, I give them a couple extra bucks and they go up there and they change the bulb for me every couple of years when it goes out. No problem. And it's a special kind of bulb. It's a sodium bulb. That's part of the story. And it takes like 30, 40 seconds to warm up before you see the light. So he changed the bulb for me and I put the switch on and the light's not coming on. I said, well, look closely because it takes 40 seconds. And he's looking, there's no light. I see there's no light. So I give him a second bulb because I had an extra bulb. These are special like $20 bulbs. He goes back up the ladder, he puts the bulb in, there's no light. I'm like, son of a bitch, maybe the unit's not working. He goes, go check the fuse box. Okay, so I have to go into my garage. Let me explain to you my garage. One of my garage doors I use all the time for my car. And the other side by the breaker box, I don't use that often because I have some storage in there. And we don't park a car in the second half of the garage. We can put storage. People do that.
Right.
Well, about a month and a half ago, the garage door on that side has three cables, the chain in the middle that lifts the door. And on each side, there's a cable with a wheel that helps keep it on the track and roll it up. Well, one of the cables snapped, about a month ago, but it's been opening and closing no problem. And I'm like, you know what? I got to have my gutters clean. The lights got to be fixed. I'll hold off on fixing the cable because the door's working fine. So I open the door and I walk over to the fuse box. The garage door goes up, no problem. And I hear, and I look up and the bottom third of the garage door is breaking loose and falls and hits me in the back.
Same spot as the tree?
No. It like slides down my back, but it didn't really hurt because I moved quickly, but it almost landed on my head.
In which case, it would have killed you.
I would have been dead.
Wow.
It would have killed me.
Okay.
So I had to have the contractors lift the door back up, put it back on the track, and then my garage guy had to come, and he fixes it.
Surely
for me.
Couldn't have died a third time, though.
Well, hold on. So he says to me, this cable is rusted. I installed this cable for you a couple of years ago. It can't possibly be this rusted. How can this cable have been this rusted and snapped? I said, I don't know. It doesn't get wet. It doesn't get wet. I don't know how it got rusted. So he looks at the cable, and he follows it down to the door. And next to my garage door, like inside the garage, I have a shelf where I keep seeds and ice melt and stuff. There's a giant sack of fire ice, which if you throw it on ice, it melts it and burns it. Like it's not safe for animals. Like it really melts the ice fast. The cable was scraping up against the bag so often that it ripped away the bag and the cable was going through this shit that burns everything. So it burned my cable. And that's why the door fell on my head. So twice, almost killed.
Third time's a charm, Brody.
You want me to tell you the third time now?
I mean,
it's a little embarrassing.
I mean, we might as well just go for all three here. I mean, and by the way, doesn't death happen in threes? You might have actually averted. You might have avoided three different
movies.
Times.
Movie series is a Final Destination where they escape death and then they eventually have to keep escaping death.
I think so.
I think. Yeah. Anyway. So this weekend, Friday night? Yeah. Saturday night. My family goes away for the night. They go to visit family. So they're out of town. I'm in the house by myself with the dogs. And I'm not, you know, often on a Saturday night alone, but I'm alone in the house. And I go to bed like 1 o'clock. The dogs get in bed. Everything's great. Around 2:30 in the morning, I hear,
okay, I'd be out of there. I fucking hate that. Random weird noises. And you live in the suburbs. No way. No, thank you.
Okay. So I have a split level house, which means I have a lower level, a middle level, and a top level. So I'm in the bedroom in the back of the house. So I look out my rear window and none of the lights are on. I can't see the front of the house from the back bedroom because I have a light sensor there that goes on. I can't see if the light went on. And so like my dogs are going, I'm like, okay, I don't know what this noise is.
It's a ghost.
But there's no cars on my garage, right? On the driveway. Cause my wife's car's not there. And my car's in the garage. And I'm like, maybe somebody thinks nobody's home. And I remembered I pulled the blinds down in the front of the house because, I was watching a movie. So I wanted darkness to watch the movie. So I'm like, it's going to look like nobody's home. So I'm like, maybe I'm hearing things. And I hear, I'm hearing noises again. So I'm like, oh, holy fuck. I'm freaking out now. I'm like, I don't want to call the police, but you know, I'm hearing I'm hearing silverware clanking and I'm thinking they're going through my drawers. They're in the fucking house.
Are you serious? So, you really thought you had an intruder at that point?
Hold on. So I dial 911 and I'm like, I dial 911. I don't hit send. I'm like, maybe I'm mad. And the dog's like going to the bedroom door going, and I'm grabbing him like, shut up. And I'm hearing, silverware banging and I'm hearing clunking. I'm like, holy fuck. So I called 911. And she says, what's the address? What's the emergency? I go, I think there's people in my house.
Oh my God.
She's like, sir, I can't hear you. There's people in my house. I think I'm being robbed. She says, okay. So she says, should we send somebody? Do you see them? How many are there? I'm seeing them. I'm in my bedroom. I hear bedroom. And so she's like, sir, I can't hear you. Put some people in my house. Don't make me yell.
Right.
Like, what are you going to do? Hey, there's people in my house. So she says, I'll send people over. Stay on the phone. So I go, staying on the phone. And I still hear the banging and the clanking. She says, how long before they're here? I live in a small town. Like, how long are they here? Sir, they're on their way. What is on their way? What are they going to do? And I hear boom. Like, I'm like, oh, fuck. They're going through my kitchen and my living room.
Are you kidding me, Brody?
And I'm like, they haven't come upstairs yet. I don't know. She's like, the police are at your house. So I look out the back window. There's four police officers with flashlights and guns pulled. So I open the window slowly. I go, I'm the homeowner. And they look up and they go, okay, all right. And, what are you hearing? I go, I think there's somebody downstairs by the kitchen or the diet. Like, well, there's no signs of forced entry and there's cops in the front of the house. And so I go down, he goes, come downstairs and let us in. We don't see anybody. We looked in your windows. There's nobody downstairs. So I go downstairs and there's four police officers and they come in, they put their guns away they go open the front door. I open the front door. There's five police cars. Scary.
Oh my God. Did you wake up your neighbors by this point? Something must have.
No, it's 2-3 in the morning. They didn't have sirens on because they don't want to alert anybody. So they're just, the lights are flashing, but I don't know if anybody woke up or not. Now I've got like eight police officers in my house.
Oh my God.
They asked me to recreate the sound because the sound had stopped before they arrived. I'm like, I heard these noises. The doors weren't open. I don't know if they left. I don't know what's going on.
It was the ghost.
Hold on. They go in my bedroom. They open up my hot tub to see if someone's hiding in the hot tub. They go in the basement. They open up all the closets. They go into the whole house. Nothing's there. They go, listen, I'm sorry. It's a false alarm. They couldn't have been nicer. They go, look, whatever it was, maybe it was an animal, maybe it was a deer slamming against your back door, whatever it is, that's what we're here for. We're glad you called. The house is secure. No signs of forced entry. You're fine. I go, oh, I had to throw clothes on, I was in my, my underwear for sleeping, whatever. So I go, all right, well, thank you, officers. Have a great night. And they leave. And I'm like, okay, the house is empty. I'm fine. And they're gone. And I'm in the kitchen. I'm getting a drink. I'm freaking out. And I realize I must have accidentally hit the delay button. My dishwasher was spinning and hitting a tall Tupperware and rattling the contents of the dishwasher at 2 a.m, even though I set it at like 10. And that's what it was, Scary. The dishwasher was clunking and banging against the tall Tupperware and making the silverware rattle. And I thought I was being killed. I could have been killed. My dishwasher.
You knew it was going to be something stupid like that. I mean, Jesus. But the
dogs were growling. I thought the dogs must know it's not the dishwasher.
Wow.
So holy shit. So leave us a talk back on the iHeartRadio app.
The time you thought you were being robbed, but you weren't.
Right. What was it? Yeah.
So you have a bougie dishwasher that way you could just set a timer on it? Is that what
you can put? You can have it go on delay. A lot of dishwashers have a delay button. You know, like if you're going out, you're like, oh, I'll let it run while I'm out. Well, I set it to go off at 10 and I was watching a movie. And when you watch a loud movie, you don't hear the dishwasher. So I assumed the dishwasher had already run. But I must have put it on like a 4-hour delay because at 2 o'clock in the morning, boom, 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 scared the hell out of me. I've never called 911 like for a house.
I was about to say, I don't know if I've ever, you know, knock on wood. I don't know if I've ever really called 911.
It happens to me the one weekend I'm alone in the house and my family's out of town. I haven't even told my wife yet. I'm too embarrassed.
Oh my God.
I mean, I'm sure someone will hear this and tell me.
I mean, I'm okay. I'm happy you're okay. Times three.
I'm happy I'm okay too. But then I was like, I was mortified. Thank God the police officers didn't like, I think it's your dishwasher. If they had to open the dishwasher and noticed, I would have been, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow.
So they were convinced it must have been like the shitting deer in my backyard.
Right.
They were slamming against my house or something.
And you never followed up.
I was
up
like,
with
yeah, them. Maybe it was
you never
an
followed
animal.
Up.
No, I'm not going to call the precinct and say, oh, I just want to let you know it was my.
By the way, I'm a dumbass and it was my dishwasher.
No, because the next time someone's in my house for real, they'll be like, oh, it's his dishwasher.
It's the boy who cried wolf.
The boy who cried dishwasher.
Hilarious.
Or deer, whatever.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
I don't think I've ever been in that situation before. I mean, there's definitely been times where I think I've been visited by a ghost. I'm like in the middle of the night. I'm like, what's that? The thing is, I only have one other room to look in. If I'm not in my bedroom, I just have to just come out into this open area, which is like a living room kitchen combination. And I've heard some things in the overnight, but I never really.
I told the story about how I was actually almost robbed, right? I did call 911 once before.
Yes. Yes.
Can I tell a story?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
In a townhouse. And the guy was kicking my door down. That was real. So that's what I thought was happening.
That was real. So that's why you figure you have experience with it. And
it
I do know that
years ago, but
you know, people, I will say I have heard that, you know, robberies and thefts and home invasions and car grand larceny, it's all up in the suburbs. They're going into the nice neighborhoods now. People are getting desperate.
I don't know if I mentioned this to you, but, I know I talked to my wife about it. There was an article in the local paper I don't know, about a month ago. Maybe it was one of the websites. I don't know. It said that my town and the 7 or 8 surrounding towns are having a problem where people are breaking into the house when people are sleeping or when they think nobody's home, and stealing or looking for the second key fob to the cars.
Oh, really? They're getting...
So like if you have an extra key fob in your night table or your kitchen drawer, they're looking for them, and then they come back and they steal your car with your own key. So now I have all my key fobs, everything hidden where they'll never find it. But I was like, oh my God, it's the key fob bandits. That's wow. What I thought. They were coming to try to find my key fob. So that's the new Scamboni.
I didn't realize that people are going, but isn't, okay, wow. You know, I don't know. I don't know much about car theft, even though we're from Brooklyn, you'd think that we would know it. We would be the people who wrote the book.
Yeah. My parents had two cars stolen within 3 months in Brooklyn.
Wasn't there somebody going around with the same frequency fob and they were just pressing the button and going up to all the cars in the lot to see which one would start or which one would open up the lock?
Well, there's only so many frequencies.
Right.
Four cars ago, I had a fob and I parked on the street in Manhattan. And when I set the alarm, another car's alarm went off. And when I unlocked my doors, his doors unlocked.
That's so dangerous.
The same. Yeah. I mean, let's say there's 10,000 codes. You live in a big city like Manhattan. I mean, the odds are still 10,000 to one, but it could happen. It
could happen that you could be parked next to somebody
who has the same code, same frequency.
So they're banking on the odds of that not happening.
Right.
And they're certainly not telling people about it.
Right. What if it's Kenneth? What's the frequency, Kenneth? You know what I mean?
Well,
I don't know, but that could happen.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. You know, the only time that there's ever been a problem with theft is my aunt and my grandmother back in the day. They were...
Stole your aunt and your grandmother?
Yeah, they were living in Brooklyn. And they were, you know, they got the three-story house and they were in the basement all watching TV. And then they just... They heard people break in the middle floor. They got into the jewelry box. They stole a whole bunch of shit.
How did they fit in the jewelry box?
Exactly. I don't know. But
exactly.
That was... You know, Brooklyn in the 1990s, in the early 90s. But I don't know.
Yeah, it's much safer now.
Please. City's turning to shit. Dude, I was out last night. I saw a woman.
Where were you? In the city? In Manhattan?
Yes. And I saw, was it last night? Might have been a few nights ago.
How drunk were you?
I wasn't drunk. No, yesterday. I was not in the city yesterday. It was might have been over the weekend. Whatever it was.
Last summer.
Have 3 days peeled off the calendar? Wow, man, I am really fried, huh?
Wait a minute. We gotta be the hack radio show. Or the hack small town news station. Can you believe it's August already?
Can you believe it's August?
What happened to the summer?
Well, first of all, before I go further, the calendar, if you look at the calendar for this year, there's only 4 Saturdays in July, 4 Saturdays in August. There's only 8. So usually you get 10 because of the way the calendar
falls. There's not 5 weeks in every
Yeah, some
month.
Of them get 5.
There's 4 or 5.
Right, but there's 4 Saturday nights and in July and 4 Saturday nights
Right.
In August.
You always get 5.
But a lot of times during, in the summertime, you want the 5s. You want the 2 that have 5. So,
every few years that's going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. I want 10 Saturday nights instead of 8. You know what I'm saying? But this year,
I hear you.
We got shortchanged. This summer definitely feels shorter than the rest. I don't know what it is. Maybe because the weather sucked for so long before it got nice, but it just, the 4th of July happened. You already feel like you're, summer's coming to an end at that point. It's only downhill from there. And then summer still didn't start. I don't know. For whatever reason, summer didn't really start gearing up until like a week ago. And in my mind, that's just me. I mean,
yeah. By the way, mid-July, I think the 17th, don't tweet us. You guys know. A lot of you guys wished us a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Our podcast turned 6 years old.
Oh my God. On July...
It's 17th-ish.
I mean, that is
technically
the...
Technically, we planned the thing and, you know, recorded it earlier.
So that was episode zero.
Zero.
Wow. Mm-hmm. 6 years ago.
Give or take a day or two, middle of July.
Well,
anyway. Coming up on my 1 year of not working.
Oh, wow. The retired August life 8th. Of David Brody.
August 8th. Yeah, well, I'm retired temporarily while I'm sleeping late every day, yeah.
I'll tell you what, you're getting a lot better sleep than I am. Unless you're being woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning by your dishwasher thinking it was a robber.
Yeah, Scary texted me at 10:15 today, 10:30. He's like, I'm off. Let's do the podcast. Are you sleeping? Yes, I was.
Of course, you're sleeping. You bastard. I can't stand it. I wonder what it's like. My whole life, I never knew what it was like to wake up past 5 a.m. It's crazy. Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking?
Well, I'm sort of dipping my toe in the water with figuring out what I want to do next because I wanted to take time off and I've done that. I'm thinking an afternoon job. Maybe, in radio or similar industry later in the day.
What are good hours? Like, is 11 to 7 good hours? Is that a good 8 hours, 11 to 7?
Yeah, I think like 10:30 to 6:30.
What difference does that make at that point?
Well, 10:30? Well, because you missed the 8 a.m. rush hour, 9 a.m. You slide in at 10:30 after the traffic's gone.
10 to 6? 10 to 6? Is that one?
No, 6 is too close to people working late. You're stuck in the traffic. I would go 10:30 to 6:30. 11 to...
I think 11 to 7 is like the ultimate.
7 maybe.
11 to 7.
You get home, watch your baseball games.
You can do what you want to do. You could have an all-night party and then still wake up at a decent hour to get to work.
Yeah.
I like 11 to 7. Let's keep that.
I'd do that. Yeah. Well, talk to your bosses at the company. See if they can move the morning show to 11 to 7.
Yeah. See how that goes. That's going to be a great conversation. Yeah, no, I was saying how the city's going to shit. I saw a woman defecating between two parked cars. Fun times, right?
Well, defecating, like days, scary. Like, they used to defecate on the cars. It's getting better.
Like they drop. Like she dropped trow and was literally shitting between two parked cars. This is the city we live in, folks.
I don't think it's a city thing. Scary. There, people have always shit in the streets. They're homeless.
There's just more. There's more of them. There's more of them. They're all over the place.
What I've noticed. I haven't noticed the homeless problem. I go into the city a lot. Not as much as
well,
you.
Well, you don't go to the neighborhoods that I'm going through because I see fucking encampments. I see.
You go to the shitty neighborhoods.
I am. Shitty ones.
Literally.
Literally.
Literally. I'll tell you what the problem with New York is. As a non-marijuana smoker, now that it's legal in New York and New Jersey, people are just doing it. And the problem with smoking pot is the smell. It's all over them. It's all in the air.
I got no problem
with
it.
So I have a problem with it. I don't like the smell. It's just me.
Oh, when I smell it, I breathe in doubly hard.
Yeah, well, that's you. Maybe that's why you can't remember what day you were in the city.
Perhaps.
Anyway, I'm in the bank near my house and I'm by the, there's two counters at this bank, two tellers. I'm at the right teller. This guy comes in with a big head of hair and, he's got a military jacket on, like a green cat, whatever. And he smells like pot. And it's so bad, scary. It was like you were in the car with him. And the teller is like, if you'll excuse me for a second, sir. And she has to walk away. And the teller who's helping me looks at me and gives me the eye like, holy shit. It was like, remember Pigpen?
Yeah.
He always
had a cloud of dust following him.
This guy had a cloud of pot around him. I couldn't breathe. Anyway, later in the day.
Sounds like I want to be his best friend.
Yeah. Jeff and I go to the movies and I sit down and there's nobody to my right. And these two guys come in and sit down next to me on the right. We went to see Mission Impossible, which was very good. And these two guys must be related to the guy in the bank. They were reeking. I couldn't breathe.
As in Puerto Rican?
Time of the movie. No, I don't know. No, I don't know. I know I said they were Rican. Yeah. No, they just, so that's the problem with marijuana. It's like if it's on you. So everyone around you gets to experience it.
I still think that's better than smoking crack. I think smoke all the pot you want. Smell like pot. I don't care.
We have a list now of like what's the highest and the lowest.
Yeah, where does crack fall? I mean, I think.
How often have you smelled crack, Scary?
No, but
have you been hanging out.
No, but I'm just saying, like at least they were smoking pot and they weren't doing crystal meth. You know, that's all.
I'm not judging their lifestyle. I'm judging the aroma, and it wasn't even good pot. Like at least I know the difference.
Good and bad pot have different smells?
Yeah, skunk weed. Have you heard that term? Some pot smells like cheap, awful shit. Like skunk. Like awful, like shit under your sink. Like
really?
It's just awful. Yeah.
I didn't know the pot had like, you could smell how expensive it is.
Yeah, there's grades, like cigars, there's grades of everything.
No, I know that, but I didn't know that you can discern it from the aroma.
Yes. I mean, I could tell when it's, sometimes it smells worse than other times. I can't tell you if it's more expensive or not, but it was, it smelled like, let me look up skunkweed smell.
Skunkweed.
I thought only researchers identified 3-methyl, 2-butene, 1-thiol as the root cause of the signature skunky smell of hemp and cannabis.
But it doesn't say that it's cheap hemp and cannabis.
Is skunkweed good? The effects of skunkweed will vary depending on the individual. Most users report feeling happy, euphoric, and relaxed after using this particular strain. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, it increases your levels of creativity. Okay.
You know what? We could use some here on this podcast.
Well, your end of it could. Yeah, you should probably go to the movies. Anyway, yeah, I'm not an expert, so don't quote me.
Why are you complaining? Is my question.
I don't like the smell. Right. Oh, I'll tell you what else I don't like the smell of. I don't like the smell of cigarettes.
All right. Well, neither do I.
I can't breathe them. They make me choke. Okay. They go in and it stops. Well, hold on. There's a reason I'm bringing this up. I went to see a fantastic Broadway show, really good Broadway show called The Cottage. And it's Eric McCormack and Laura. What's her name?
Linney.
No. No, she was on Laura Bell.
Laura Bell? Whoa.
Laura Bell Bundy. She was on How I Met Your Mother. And one of the guys, what's his name, from SNL? Alex Moffat from SNL. Anyway, it's a period piece. Takes place in maybe the 20s or 30s. And they all smoke in the show. There's a lot of smoking. But I would have assumed they'd use fake cigarettes. Oh, no. They use real cigarettes.
Well, they're method actors.
So they must have smoked, I don't know, 20 cigarettes on stage. And, you know, in New York, you can't smoke indoors. So we're not used to that. There's no smoking in restaurants. There's no smoking in movie theaters. You can't smoke anywhere indoors. But they're smoking in the movie theater because it's part of the show. I guess they got permission. And it's real cigarettes. So the smoke is wafting into the audience. And people are laughing and wheezing at the same time. Have you ever had that? People are like...
Comedy clubs before the smoking ban was like that.
Oh yeah, it was terrible in the clubs.
They used to, and I used to go out at night to nightclubs and bars, and I used to come home with my clothes stinking so badly.
Terrible. Yeah.
No, so terrible. I'm glad that they got rid of that. And then in Miami was like one of the last ones to outlaw it. So in more recent times, I remember coming, every time I was in Florida. It was like that. But now I can't think of a state. I mean, maybe there's people listening that their state still allows it where you could smoke at bars. I think, wasn't it a federal thing? I don't know. Maybe I'm.
No. Hold on.
So maybe there's a few states left.
As of 2018, there may be an updated list of smoking bans in the United States. As of 2018, 12 states have not enacted a smoking ban.
That was 5 years ago.
And if you had to guess where in the country they were located, what would you say?
The South.
Yep, all of them. Alabama, Arkansas. Now, again, I'm saying they're located in the South. South is big smokers. Statistically, 12% more smoking happens in the South. A lot of the tobacco companies are located in the South. Anyway, Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. And before you say Missouri's not in the South, when you're in New York, everything's South. Mentally.
Very true.
All so, at least as of 2018, those are the states that you can still smoke indoors.
Perfect. So those are the states I will not be visiting if I could help it.
The Broken Boys Podcast with Skeery and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You know, maybe I'm miserable. You don't have this problem, yep. Brody.
But no, I'm happy all the time.
No. So yesterday, the radio station Z100.
Thanks, Hillary Duff.
So yesterday.
Nailed it.
You did.
Oh, by the way, apologies. I accidentally said, I think I said Linkin Park instead of Limp Bizkit two weeks ago.
Okay. Well, so, let me come clean. Yeah. Hillary Duff.
Oh, who sings Come Clean?
Hillary Duff, yeah, again. Right, yeah. I was butthurt that Z100 turned 40 years old yesterday.
Oh, the radio station.
Yeah. The radio station. And nobody acknowledged it. It was the weirdest non-celebration ever. And, you know, some people were coming at me in my DMs and saying, oh, look at you. You what do you expect? But here's what I don't expect anything personally. Okay, I'm just saying, when a 40 years in the industry, you would think that one organization we work with, whether it be a record label or maybe an artist or a restaurant, clients, yep, fans, someone would have come through with some kind of food or something.
So that's what you're upset about.
I was upset. Yeah, like, where's, like, you know, where's Taylor Swift? Even though it's probably the record label. You know, hey, happy 40th Z100. Here's some cupcakes. Where's the cellophane? Where's the cellophane with the cookies that, you know, some bakery might have brought?
Scary loves. That's Scary's favorite.
Cellophane
time.
Those Italian butter cookies.
By mid-December, when people started sending up, you know, holiday baskets, that's Scary's favorite. He runs to the cellophane.
It was just weird. Not even a card, something. Not for me, for the radio station. I went on the air and I went on a rant about it until finally our good friend Tom Kelly, who warms up the Good Morning America team and whatever.
Yes, yeah, some of you met him at our Brooklyn Boys meetup.
Yep. He's like, he heard my cry on the air, my bitching, and he went to Levan Bakery, which has those cookies that were so thick, they look like fucking, like, mini cupcake muffin tops. And he brought them in, and he threw them at me. He goes, happy fucking birthday, Z100. Here's your fucking cookies, Scary. Like, shut up. Which was very, but it was very nice of him to do that. We love you, Tom. Yeah. But the thing is, it's like, is it really that insignificant? Because on the other side of that, I had Greg T come running down the hall, and he's like, huh? He goes, birthdays? Who cares? He goes, everyone's got a birthday. Doesn't mean anything. So what? Why is your birthday more special? Every radio station has a birthday. Every person has a birthday. But I just thought that after 40 years, like, a 40-year is a commemorative moment. I'm not saying it's our 33rd birthday. I'm not saying it's a personal birthday of a person. It's an entity. It's a station. It's probably the most important radio station in top 40 music. It is. The most influential.
The last time they made a big deal about it, I think, was the 25th anniversary.
Right.
Maybe. When I started, it was right before the 15th anniversary. So I went to that. And they had a big party at the Empire State Building. and they invited back everybody who worked at Z100 for the first 15 years. So all the people you always listened to growing up, us anyway.
Yeah.
We're all there. Everybody was there. And Scott Shannon.
Well, yeah, no, I know. And then people will say, okay, well, you know, the audience that listens, they're like in there, maybe a lot of them are too young to remember, you know, so we don't really celebrate it. We don't really acknowledge it, which is fine. I'm not talking about on air. I'm not talking about for the customers. I'm just talking about people we've worked with of all these years. It's like a behind the scenes. I don't know. It's a moment, right? Wouldn't you say it's a milestone? So, I don't know. I just felt like no one sent anything up.
Well, the day went by. The radio station posted 10 pictures on Instagram. Retrospective pictures, at least of the last.
I get that. Again, that's not what I'm talking about.
I was in one of them, so I'm very excited. I wasn't. They didn't tag me, but I made it. I made it. You know why I made it? Because it was a picture from Elvis's awesome wedding, and I was in that wedding picture.
That's right.
So I guess they couldn't find one without me.
What do you think? They were going to crop you out?
No, I'm kidding. I know. Nah. Listen,
anyway, my question is.
Good. I was all dressed up. That was some wedding. Wasn't it scary?
It really was.
Elvis's wedding?
Oh, my God.
What an event.
We've talked about it on this podcast before. That wedding ruined weddings for me because I can never go to another wedding after that would ever even come close.
Well, that was a destination wedding. We all had to go out to New Mexico. So only compare it to destination weddings.
Yeah. So maybe I'm crazy, but I just thought that maybe someone would do something. I don't know. I didn't get your take on this. I mean, and I know that you've got no skin in the game, Brody, but and I'm throwing this out there for other people too. It's like when something is celebrated and you have a milestone marker in maybe your life or whatever, you think that people would acknowledge it. I guess they don't.
It's kind of weird because the radio station turned 40, but nobody is there since the beginning.
Right.
So you're not wishing the people a happy birthday. You're wishing the station a happy birthday, and you can't give a radio station a cake.
Well, you can.
I guess you can.
You could throw it. You could throw it in the kitchen. Say everybody eat. I don't know.
Well, you could give food to the staff. Absolutely. But then the people who only been working there like 2 years get a small piece.
It's all ratcheted out.
You would get I could just see scary. I've been here 28 years. Give me that big piece.
Ah, my God.
You know, and listen, 40 years old. A lot of people don't like turning 40. You didn't like turning 40.
I'm okay with it. I was okay with it. I was. But
in retrospect, but when you were 38, you were like, huh, fuck.
So,
still on Twitter?
You mean X?
No, it's still Twitter. They just have X as the logo instead of the bird.
Do they still say tweeting? You're tweeting or you're Xing?
I don't know.
I say Xing, I'm like, I'm going to X. Oh, X out. Meaning I'm taking a lot of drugs.
I made a joke that day. I don't know if anybody saw
it. What did you tweet?
I said, if a bird logo means when you post, it's a tweet because it was a bird. If now the logo is an X, when you send out a post, is it an excrement or an excretion?
It's an excretion.
Excretion.
I excreted.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway, no, I'm still on there, but I think it's dead. If you're listening and you use it, Twitter does nothing.
I'll tell you what's dead. You ever have an idea, a good idea, and you think you're going to make $1 million and you don't do it right away, and then someone else comes out with the idea and makes the money?
Oh.
Well. 2 months ago, the hot new thing when people were turning on Elon and Twitter was Blue Sky. Oh, Blue Sky is the next big thing. And you downloaded Blue Sky and it was created by the original founder of Twitter. So the guy who created Twitter, Jack, he sold Twitter to Elon and now he's starting his own company, Blue Sky. Well, remember Gmail back in the day? You couldn't get a Gmail account unless you had an invite.
Yeah.
So Blue Sky said, download the app. And then when you go to register, it says, send us your email address to get on the waiting list. And when it's ready, we'll send you a code. Okay.
Okay.
So all the newscasters are like, find me on my new, find me on Blue Sky and Twitter and Instagram. You're like, this thing's blowing up.
I've never heard of it.
Blue Sky?
Never heard of it, Brody.
Okay, so I'm surprised because usually Scary calls me and goes, dude, there's a new app. It's called blah, blah, blah. You got to get your name. You got to get it.
Yeah, like Threads. Like, when Threads came out, I was like, oh my God, they released it 9 minutes ago. Go, log on.
Except you automatically get it from your Instagram account.
Right.
So, okay. But many times Scary's like, there's this new one called Friender. And there's another one. Like I had like 10 apps because Scary's like, this is the new big one. They all hit the toilet. So Blue Sky was going to be the next big thing because he had Jack, the creator of Twitter, created it. Well,
Jack the Ripper
Threads comes out. Yeah. Threads comes out, which by the way, no one's on Threads. They're like, oh, 10 million, 100 million people signed up. They didn't really sign up. They just expanded from their Instagram account. They didn't like, it was like, oh, I'll open up Threads. It already has my login and my followers, yeah. Whatever. But nobody's you. I mean, I say nobody. You go on Threads. Yeah. Nobody's threading.
No one's threading. No. It's
even like big accounts. They're like occasionally threading. I put up posts. Nobody comments. Nobody
replies. Everybody was saying, well, it's the fastest growing social media network of all time.
Yeah, because Instagram users just went, all right, turn the switch, put that on. Fine.
Yeah, press the button. Yeah, good.
It wasn't new users. It was already Instagram users.
Right, exactly.
So whatever.
Exactly.
The point is, Blue Sky sent me last week, they sent me my login code. So I logged in. Nobody's on Blue Sky.
No.
Nobody. There's no timeline. There's no trending. There's no nothing.
It's like going the way of Periscope.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You have a new thing. You can't keep people waiting for 3 weeks because Zuckerberg snuck in with Threads. So you fucked, Blue Sky. You fucked.
Blue Sky got fucked by Threads. But now Threads, yeah. you know, Twitter's having the last laugh here because they showed the side-by-sides of who's threading and who's tweeting. And yeah, okay, so there was a major dip for about a week or so with Twitter as Threads took over for a minute, right? But now Threads is dead. Or barely happening, and now Twitter is back to where it was because it is its own established thing. But I'll say
that to be number two,
right
in the market.
I'll say this though, I think Twitter's been dead for a long time. I'm not even a fan. I literally look at my Instagram, and I get sucked into TikTok, watching TikToks, and that's my life. Facebook, yeah. Fuck it. Facebook's there in the background occasionally. I don't even look at Facebook. It's crazy. And I know I'm sad.
No.
Like, Scary, what happened to you?
Yeah.
Scary, you're getting like old. I don't have time Twitter. For it. I don't have the bandwidth.
I have time. I got nothing but time. I have time for Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. But here's the thing about Twitter. They in Elon's ideas of, loosening the stranglehold and freeing up everything, yada, yada, yada. Every day, I get people liking tweets that I sent years ago. They'll just be like, oh, Jasmine likes your tweet. And I'll look at it and be like, oh boy, I love 2018. Like, I'm like, what? When did I, like, it's old tweets. I'm like, why are they liking old tweets? And every time you look at Jasmine and Michelle, and they're Twitter whores. They're Twitter sluts. They're just sex accounts that are like spam accounts. They're not really women. And you look and they have no followers. They're not following anybody. Yeah. But they have links to sex sites. And that's what they do. They want you to go, oh, who liked my button? You click on it. So I block them. But like, it's like 9 or 10 a day. We're like, ooh, Heather liked your tweet. And I'm like, Heather likes my tweet about COVID? Like that was, So yeah, that's the new thing is the Twitter sluts. Again, I'm not shaming anyone. They're not real women. They're just fake accounts with pictures of, and you know what's funny? Sometimes it's the same picture of the same woman, but different accounts.
Yeah.
So that's what Twitter is right now for me is sex bots.
Yeah. Hey,
sex bots.
You know, people did send me some DMs asking about when the next Brooklyn Boys meetup is going to happen.
Yeah. I got two of those.
And I don't know. I mean, we could plan it right here on this podcast. We could talk about it if you want to. Do you want to do one? The thing is I want it to be called meetup, but we don't necessarily have to do meet. We could do pizza, but then it would be pizza up. We'd have to think of a clever name. But anyway, what are you thinking? I mean, and what's the timeline for this?
We could call it Slice It Up.
Slice It Up?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You just slice?
Slice.
Grab a slice?
Grab a slice.
We'll be grabbing each other.
I don't know. I feel like pizza is more us, but I got to tell you, that steak, that restaurant was so good.
Yeah. Benjamin's Steakhouse. Why don't we invite people to the $150 pizza fest that's going on in Brooklyn next month?
Did you see that? How crazy is
that? David Portnoy from Barstool Sports is having 25 of the top pizza places in New York out to come out to Brooklyn for at a big open lot or something.
Yeah.
And it's all you can eat pizza from the best of the best. The names on this list are unbelievable, some of them. But I'm thinking, Scary, you and me, can we possibly eat $150 worth of pizza? I'm tempted. Like, I don't know.
15 pounds instantly. It's all carbs. Like,
I don't think I could make up the money, but I think the experience of it is worth it.
Yeah.
Like, I think you're paying for the experience.
I mean, it's worth a shot.
I don't think our slices would all show up for $150, but
that's expensive for dough and tomato sauce.
People are
going to
fly in from Hawaii again and all over the country.
But this reminds me, Brody, you're looking for a gig now. Now that you're free, you may want to apply to be the pizza influencer. Did you see this? What our friend Ilir and our friends at Slice, the Slice app, are doing.
Yep.
Google it right now, Brody. It's in the news right now. They're looking for a pizza influencer to hire, pay them $110,000 a year, and all they do is go around eating and rating pizza. How great is that? The Slice app. And this is not a commercial, by the way. They're not a sponsor right now. In fact, I contacted them this morning because we mentioned it on the big show. And I said, hey, man, we're talking about you. Elvis actually said he wants to give up hosting the morning show and apply for this job. So, yeah. So they're looking for somebody for they'll get paid $110,000. And all you have to do.
3 TikTok and Instagram reels a week.
Yep.
TikTok videos and Instagram reels. 3.
Yep. And all you got to do is eat pizza.
Oh,
Brody, you'd be perfect for this. And we have an in. We know the owner. We know the CEO of Slice.
Let's not advertise that, because if I got the job, people were like, oh, it's the
nepotism. But how great would that be? I mean, Brody, it's a thing. Be a pizza influencer? You wouldn't do it?
Yeah. I like the idea of it.
You just don't like the effect.
I like the idea of it.
You don't like the toll it's going to take on your body after a year.
Yeah, I don't. I know me. I'd like to just go take a bite. Take a bite. I'll be eating the whole pie. No, I can't do that. It's a great gig. Like, I like the idea of it.
It's out there. How do they apply, by the way, in case anyone.
Let them Google it. Google it.
The Slice app.
I could see Shady Jew Mobster doing that.
Yeah.
100%.
You got to take a break.
100%.
All right.
Take a break.
Yeah.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack.
Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
So you came cocked and loaded, ready to shoot earlier.
About what?
I don't know. You're like, dude, I got stuff. Oh, speaking of cocks.
Hello.
Did you see the pissed off pilot on the Lufthansa flight?
No.
I'm the only one who
reads. See the story.
By the way, I get all my shit from the Post. The Post is the best. The New York Post online, hilarious. So, this Lufthansa pilot was trying to land in Germany, and apparently they said that air traffic control says, nope, sorry, you've been diverted. Go out and circle around a little bit.
Okay.
So he goes out and his flight path, he does the flight path in the shape of a penis on purpose.
Oh, I saw that.
He literally circles, makes one testicle, goes down, makes a shaft, comes up the other side, makes another circle for another testicle, which I guess they have visual flight paths that draw the lines for the air traffic controllers. So that was his way of expressing disdain for having to divert his own flight. Now, the people in the plane didn't know what was going on because all they feel is just the plane going around in circles and making long whatever. But they said that he knew what he was doing. He claims ignorance.
So there was a giant penis in the sky over Germany.
Right, but like it wasn't physically drawn in the sky. It was only on the screens of the people behind the scenes. It was like an if you know, you know thing. The people, the air traffic controller.
On the radar.
On the radar. The radar people saw it. Yeah. They're like, this guy's drawing a dick with the airplane. It took him 16 minutes.
And to him, the finish? A lot of ladies would like that.
Hey. 16 minutes. That's good.
You would have finished in like four.
Bonus time.
Bonus time. We were talking about pizza. I had a bit of a pizza incident yesterday. If you'd like, I can share it with you.
It wasn't a spaghetti incident like Axl Rose had back in 88?
Very nice. There's a pizza place near me that I go to all the time, and it has my favorite Sicilian pizza, square slice. No matter what I order for dinner, no matter what I order, I get a square slice as well. And when you call to place the order, I have to ask them to check. Do you have any Sicilian corners left? And they'll check. They'll look over because the order section and the pizza section's on the one side of the place, and the pickup area and the ordering area is on the other side if you walk in. So the guy says, "Yep, we got a corner slice." I do this every time. Now what they do is they take it and put it to the side. They wrap it in tin foil, like half wrap it, so that they can throw it in the oven, and it's put aside. So I place my order. I go to pick it up. And I go to the register on the right side of the pizza place. And there's a girl behind the register. And she says, what are you picking up for? I said, David. She said, yep, you get a slice with that, right? I said, yeah, a Sicilian corner slice. So she yells to the other side and she says, I need a Sicilian corner slice. And the guy says, no, we don't have any more Sicilian. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. We don't have any more Sicilian. I'm staring at her. And I said, okay, but I ordered it. And the guy said he put it aside for me. I ordered it 25 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have any left, so I'll just take it off your order.
Oh, wow. I said, that's not the point.
Said, no.
Yeah.
No. I appreciate you taking it off my order, but I want a Sicilian corner slice. So how long before the Sicilian corner slice comes out? Now, I think something similar to this happened to me the last time I was there, and I told a similar story. So she says, I don't know. Hey, how long for Sicilian? I need it right away. The guy says 7 minutes. I said, I'll wait 7 minutes. I see the guy goes in the back and he takes out like a pre-prepared dough already in the black pan. So he throws sauce and cheese on it, throws it in the oven. Now you and I both know nothing cooks in 7 minutes.
No.
Like the pizza takes 20.
Yeah.
So I say to the girl, I'll wait for the pizza. It's fine. She's like, okay, whatever. I said, can you do me a favor? Can you take my veal parm hero that's sitting on the counter? Would you be so kind as to put it on top of the pizza oven so it stays warm? And she gives me one of these. Sure.
Wow.
And then she walks in the back. She puts it on the oven. She walks in the back. Like, I asked too much, Scary. Too much.
Too much.
While I wait 20 minutes. So I wait. The guy comes out. He takes the pizza, the Sicilian pie out of the oven, and he calls me over. He says, I'm cutting the pie up. How many slices did you want? I said, one corner slice. He says, nah, man, how many do you want? I said, what do you mean? He goes, I said, are you offering me more pizza because I waited 20 minutes? He goes, yeah, I got to do right by you. I said, well, I'll take three slices then.
He three?
Goes, three it is.
Why not two? Why three?
No. Because I said jokingly, I said three. He goes, all right. I didn't think he was going to say yes. He goes, yeah, fine. I'll give you three corners. I go, okay.
Wow.
Goes, you waited 20 minutes. You were nice about it. We'll do right by you.
That's cool.
So that's nice. That's like the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Instead of giving me the huff and puff.
I love how you went from one. See, my mind would have been like, all right, give me an extra one. I'll take two. But you immediately went for three. I love you, David Brody.
About it. I figured I would joke and he go, yeah, I'll give you two. How about
you? You should have said five when there's only four corners. That would be the joke because there's only four corners.
I can't eat three pieces with a veal palm here. Give me three. I keep one of the corners for somebody else. He goes, you can have all three. I go, what? He goes, yeah, you waited 20 minutes. He goes, enjoy. You're here all the time.
Ask a dumb question.
Yeah.
Why do you like the corner? I feel like you got ripped off with the corner. You don't get enough of the pizza part because the corner is usually neglected in the grand scheme of a pie when they're laying out all the fucking ingredients. I feel like the corner has the least cheese, the least bit of sauce, and you get the most crust. And I know the crust
When you go to L&B's in Brooklyn, don't get a corner because it's all bread.
It is.
And you don't get any of the pizza. But this place, you go to a place that makes like different, a real Sicilian, L&B is its own thing. This place not only has unbelievable crust, Scary, but they put so much cheese on it that the cheese melts over the crust. And when I'm driving home, I always eat a slice on my way home.
You need a handle.
I need a handle. That's why I go for the corner. Sometimes I'll do like a corner on a side, but never the middle. It's too messy.
Gotta
have a handle. Pizza has a handle. So you gotta have that. Gotta have that. But that was my one of two free dessert stories this week. Yeah. The other one I thought you'd be very proud of. Very proud of. Uh-oh. Now, you're a Mets fan, right?
I mean, I was until they decided to be sellers. I'm so angry with the Mets.
Baseball-y. Let's not get baseball.
No, well, okay, well, okay. Well, the trade deadline happened. Here's my short take on this. This trade deadline happened here at the beginning of August.
No trades after the deadline. Trades after the deadline.
So teams have to make up their mind. Shit or get off the pot. Do they want to sell all their players off because we suck and we'll rebuild for next year? Or do we want to collect and buy to maybe buy up an arsenal to go for it?
Yep.
The Mets at that point were six games out of the wild card. They had a shot. So you're saying there's a chance.
12% chance, yeah.
Well, with two full months to go.
Yeah. The baseball odds were 12%, I think, or 15. It was roughly.
Whatever it is. My point is, the Mets were just, and they were kind of on a hot streak. They were kind of warming up a little bit. And all of a sudden, they decided to get rid of all the players and said, fuck it, we'll see you next year. So my take on that is, if that's how you're going to be, then me, as a sports fan, as somebody who wants to come in and watch them win, I'm going to save myself the money and the misery the same way you're saving yourself money by unloading all these expensive salaries. I'm going to save money by not showing up this year for the rest of the year because we've got nothing. Obviously, you've told everyone on the team there's nothing to play for. So, bye. No, everyone's going. Well, I'm sorry, but that's it. So now, they lost 4-0 yesterday. And I'm still a fan, but it's like, why should I show up? Why should I support? Why should I go out, drink the beer, eat the food, pay the parking, pay all
because
these?
Because you're a fan.
For what? To see them lose? They have no shot. They've got no pitching.
All right.
They've got nobody.
I'll tell you what. When I'm in the owner's booth next week, the suite, I will tell her that you are not coming to any more games.
Don't be that dick.
I have faith. Let me tell you something about the Cohen family that owns the team. Not because we're friendly with Alex. They have done a great job of making up for bad things. And I have a feeling they're going to lower ticket prices for the rest of the year. They're going to give the season ticket holders some things. And I'm telling you, they're going to do the right thing.
Okay.
They are. I trust them. Anyway, So as a big Mets fan in New York, there's two ways to watch the Mets. Either they're on the Mets network or they're on PIX 11 in New York. Now, you don't have to be a sports fan to understand or whatever, but just know that you can be on the Mets network.
Right.
And then a couple of games a week are on the local station. In New York, it's PIX 11. Okay.
Picks.
I have DirecTV. Yep. Nice 1980s reference to television. I have DirecTV. Well, DirecTV has a contract with every station that's on DirecTV, every network.
Yeah.
And the contract ran out with WPIX. So these two big companies are fighting over how much to pay each other to carry PIX on DirecTV.
Right.
Well, because of that, there's no Mets games on Channel 11. I can't watch. And you can't watch out-of-town games because they're blacked out.
They're blacked out.
The Mets games.
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to be on in New York, even though they're not. So I'm paying for DirecTV. So I call up DirecTV and I say, hey, listen, let me speak to the retention department. And I said, listen, I'm very upset. I don't have Channel 11. They said, oh, you know, it's not our fault. It's
I need to speak to the anal retention department.
Yeah.
The anal retentive department, please.
They have a pre-prepared speech. Okay.
Of course they do, because they're getting thousands of complaints.
Right. Oh, I just want you to know it's not our fault. We're working hard to return your service. We're just having a difficulty dealing with the network.
Yeah.
We're working on it diligently.
That's great, except it is their fault.
Yeah. Well, it's everybody's fucking fault. It's not my fault. That's whose fault it's not. Mine.
Yeah, but you're the one paying for it.
Right. So I said, look, I one of my favorite channels is the one I watch the Met games on. So even though I'm paying whatever, $170, $80 a month for whatever, a lot of those channels I don't watch. This channel I watch because of the Mets games. So I would like a refund for my channel that I'm not getting. I would like a discount.
Yeah.
So she says, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you $10 off this month, and I'll take $3 off your Showtime bill for 4 months.
Huh.
That's $12. So I'm getting $22 back. For out of already, it's been a month out of the 190 plus DVRs, everything else I pay.
Yeah.
For DirecTV. So I said, that's not enough. That's not enough.
Free dessert.
So I says, well, there's nothing I can do unless I put you in touch with the supervisor of the retention department. I said, that's fine.
Say less.
That's fine.
Put them on.
Yeah. Yeah. I said, because I don't care whose fault it is. I pay you. So it's everybody's fault.
Yep.
So I get the guy, the supervisor, allegedly supervisor. Who knows if they just hand it to the next guy? I don't know.
Probably that.
Sir, you've been thank you for being a DirecTV customer for so many years. You were a very valued customer. I said, look, $22 is not enough. I can't watch my favorite team. That you can't stream it on DirecTV because it's a long story. Don't tweet me with solutions, please. I love you guys. There's no other way to do it. Okay. Okay. So the guy says to me, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you $55 off your bill. So I'm like, He says for 12 months.
Oh, what? Wow. Wait, hold on a second now.
So he gave me $55, which is $660 off my bill for the year. Plus the $22 I got from the first woman. I got $682 off of my DirecTV bill because I called and complained about something that I had legit problems with. Yeah. And they stood up and they said, you're right.
It was
$682.
That's awesome, Boom. Dude. Boom. That's a home run. No pun intended.
That's a home run. Even though I can't watch it.
It's a grand slam. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's great.
But shout out to the couple of people, slices, who sent me bootleg sites to watch the game. And somebody who sent me their login code for the cable system.
And
they
this
have
problem still
allows streaming.
This problem still exists, right? Because they haven't
still can't watch the game.
When it's on Pix.
If somebody cancels your favorite channel on your service, don't pay full amount. Even if they cancel the Food Network and you don't watch the Food Network, all of a sudden the Food Network is your favorite channel. Let your cable company or satellite company know that if Game Show Network is off the air. You let them know that is your favorite station and tell them that you are heartbroken.
And threaten to cancel your subscription. You'll see how much money you get back real quick. Real fucking quick.
That's it. $682.
The Broken Boys Podcast with Brody and Scary. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Man, that is an accomplishment.
Yeah, so I thought I would share that with the slices.
That's good. That's good. I love that. We have some talkbacks.
I love that for you.
I love talkbacks. Yeah.
That's my favorite new saying, by the way.
I love that for you.
Like when something bad happens to somebody in real life.
Yeah.
And they're like, they put a meme up. And they go, I love that for you.
Yeah, I love that for you. But that doesn't necessarily mean they love it for them.
No, it means like it's a bad thing that's happening to this guy. I love that for you. I love that.
Yeah.
I get a big kick out of that. So, love that. That's my new favorite expression.
So if you listen on the iHeartRadio channel to us.
App.
Click on the microphone and leave us a talk back. This is someone feeding back from us, episode 263. What did they have to say for themselves?
Hey, Brody and Skiri, Jamie from Queens here. I wanted to comment about the dogs. I was a dog walker in college and used to walk two male dogs for a friend of mine. They had a game that I called Hiss Chicken, where both dogs would stand there smelling the same tree in the same spot, and it was a matter of which one was going to pull the trigger and pee there first. It was weird, but hilarious to watch.
Okay.
Oh, because whoever pees second gets to pee on the other dog's pee.
Yes.
That makes sense. I got you. Okay.
All right.
Hey, Brody and Skiri, Jamie from Queens again. I have to say, Skiri is wrong. Should always ask permission before posting, before tagging people on social media.
No, Greg T's pool.
I don't care where you are. I ask permission in my own home.
Because you
never know what someone's like. You never know what they may or may not want on their social
Understood.
Media.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. She's right. Leave her alone. She's right.
Man, I should have stopped at her first one.
She's fantastic. We love her. Call
Brody and Skiri, Danny P from Bayonne. It is not a wise tale. It is true. Your computer system runs diagnostic on itself and can trigger a check engine light for a possible fuel leak, or as the service department knows it, evaporator system leak. Skiri is wrong.
Wow. Okay, so they're talking about the gas, the gas tank. I'm wrong again. Yeah. All right. I still think that it didn't make a difference whether you turned off the engine or not while you're getting gas. But apparently, there's some truth to that. I'm not going to disprove him because he took the time to research.
Skiri. I think at this point, you might as well just go drive to Brody's house. Get in your swim trunks. Get a bottle of scotch. And just go in his pool. Just invite yourself over. Just like you filming somebody's privacy. You just don't do that. You might as well just go over Brody. his house and just go in his pool. Open the gate and go in the pool, buddy.
I don't know if he was trying to be serious or facetious there, but...
No, don't tell Scare to just show up at my house.
He's got a point. I may just show up unannounced one day. What are you going to do?
I'll call the cops. Yeah. I already know where my address.
And then I'm going to rat you out and tell them that it was your dishwasher the whole time.
Oh, shut up, man. Shut up.
What's up, Brooklyn boys? Jonathan here from Brooklyn, episode 263. Yeah, I'm with you with the way you're driving New York, Scary. Right now I live in PA, and every time I go to Brooklyn, my wife is like, oh, why are you always switching up how you drive? Well, because if I don't switch it up, I'm never going to make it nowhere. Brody, stop being a backseat driver.
By the way.
Oh, he's because you drive like a maniac.
Yeah. His voice does not match his driving mannerisms, that's for sure. He seems very laid back.
He's mellow. Chill.
He's like, it's like he's like leaning back in the seat.
I just want you to know I drive like a fucking maniac.
Hi, B-Boys. Christy from Saddlebrook, Slice for Life. I agree with Greg T. and Brody. Scary, you should have checked with him first before posting.
Oh, my God.
But on the other hand, he could have asked you if you would have liked a drink or a shot before leaving of that expensive whiskey. When I go to a party, I bring a nice bottle of wine. I'll say to the host or hostess, this is for your consumption only, not the party. If it's a tray of cookies, then by all means, serve the cookies.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So I'm 1-1 on that one.
Yeah, but can you bring a fancy bottle of liquor and tell a person, hey, don't serve this at the party. It's for you.
Well, you know, I went to my boy Tall Joe's house for Halloween.
Whoa. Tall Darren. Who's Tall Joe?
Tall Joe. I mean, he's a you know, I know seven Joes. And then Tall Joe.
Well, of course you do.
Well, his name is Joe Vopicelli, but we call him Joe Pacelli. So Tall Joe.
So why is he Tall Joe?
I bought him the bottle of, because he's 6'7".
Okay.
Literally.
How tall is Tall Darren?
6'6".
So he's taller, Joe.
He is.
Okay.
So
but he's not Indian.
I did bring a bottle of Classe Azul to a Halloween party. And Joe displayed it to everyone, opened it up. It was gone in about maybe 5 minutes. The whole party jumped in.
Oh, expensive tequila. Pass that shit over here.
Yeah. So I could kind of understand what she's saying on that talkback.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, Michael again. Hey, so a couple of things.
Yep.
Scary, you went to Greg T's pool. He runs the risk that you will take a picture and post it.
All right.
Unless there was talked about before. I have a pool in my backyard too, but I don't act that way. But then again, who am I? Also, Brody's right. You do need to shut your car off when you're filling up.
Okay.
One of the most important ones is that it will cause the engine light to turn on in a lot of cars because the engine's running and there's a vacuum that happens when a car is.
Yep. Probably a continuation here.
Yep. Michael again, continuing. Yes. So the car has a vacuum on the fuel lines, the return lines, all that stuff. And it's just common sense to turn it off. It has nothing to do with a wives' tale.
Okay.
Ask your mechanic. Maybe Scary doesn't take his car to a mechanic. When it's broken, he gets a new one. I don't know. But anyway, you should definitely turn it off. End of argument, I guess.
Thank you. My mechanics are Manny, Moe, and Jack. I'm going to ask them.
No, you asked the guy pumping the gas. It's not necessary.
Sorry, B-Boys. Christy again.
You're back.
I should really wait to hear the whole podcast before I comment. But
okay. Some people can't help themselves.
You need to turn your engine off.
Okay. Yes.
It's a hazard. And if you notice, a lot of stations will even have a sticker or a sign that says, please turn off your engine. So there's that. Be safe.
Thanks.
Ciao for now.
For now.
Now you know how it feels.
That's her key word there. For now. Ciao for now. But she'll be back. Guaranteed.
Yeah. It's okay.
What's
good.
What's going on, Scary and Brody? First of all, Brody, you're fucked up for not inviting Scary to your pool.
Damn straight.
Let that be known as a fact.
Yep.
And I'm disgusted by hearing Drake's T6 fucking voice on the podcast. So here's a little song for Greg T.
A song?
Fuck you, Greg T. Fuck you. You're an asshole, Greg T. Fuck you. Hey, Greg T. Guess what? Fuck you. Ciao for now.
Okay.
Catchy.
Very catchy.
That's got a good beat.
I'm Scary Brody over there. Locked in steam from the Bronx again. Coming back. because Brody is wrong. He's not wrong. Uncle just gets me too on the cheek. So, again, I said this before, it's obviously an Italian thing. It doesn't matter what he speaks. Scary is right. Brody is wrong.
Okay.
I'll sing this song. All day long. Keep up the good work. Ciao for now. Love it.
All right.
I think he's in the pool underwater, leaving that message.
Brody, you messed up. You didn't correct Scary when he said deers. It's deer. Yeah.
Right. You're right.
Yeah, but I did it on accident.
Speaking of on accident and by accident and saying phrases wrong, you remember our friend Ricky?
Ricky Sanchez. Ricky Sanchez. Yeah, of course.
Who now has her own morning show in Tennessee.
In Nashville, yeah.
Yeah, she posted it looks like somebody else's tweet, but she said no freaking way, meaning she probably didn't know either. The tweet says, it took me 21 years to realize it's hard as hell, not hard as hell.
No, it is hard as hell. Wrote,
yeah, and then someone else wrote, I was 10 years old when I found this out. I don't know if she's saying no freaking way that this person didn't know or that she also didn't know.
She got it off that crackhead on TikTok who's...
It's hard as hell, not hard as hell. So thank you for that.
But it really is hard as hell.
You may go on.
Hey, hard Brooklyn boys, Scary and Brody, Brody and Scary. This is Marilyn from Omaha. I'm responding to your talkbacks on episode 263 about the episode 262 and that Miami dude that called a million times saying Marilyn is wrong. Marilyn is not wrong. Scary had no idea the owner was going to comp the breakfast. If he did, he would have told him, hey, comp it the next time. He got you your steak dinner because he didn't know. Not his fault. Not.
That's right. The age old argument. Did I buy Brody his steak dinner? And the answer is Marilyn's, yes.
Marilyn's wrong.
Nope. I bought you your steak dinner. Everyone go back and listen. You'll side with me if you knew the whole story.
Brooklyn boys, this is Jenna calling in from Ringwood, New Jersey.
What up?
Just wanted to comment on the most recent episode where you had Greg T on the podcast. Not calling with what you actually asked us to comment on in the talkbacks, but just had to mention about when he said about putting women in their place and have to let the little lady know where she stands. I wanted to jump through the phone and choke him, and I'm so grateful it was not either one of you that said that. Slice for life.
Thank you. And nor would we say that, nor do we feel that way. But we give people enough rope to hang themselves, hence Greg T. Oh, yeah, we were cringing as well. I wanted to punch him. In fact, next time I see him, I'm going to punch him in the face for no reason. I'll say it was from a little lady in Ringwood. Hey, a little lady wanted you to know this. Boom!
Hey, Brooklyn boys, this is Peter calling from the 305. Listening to episode 262, No Breakfast for You, I kind of see it from both sides of the coin. On the part of the restaurant, you know, they have to have that closing hour because otherwise people will be coming in and saying, well, it's only 11:01, or well, it's only 11:02. So, yeah, I kind of see their point. But at the same time, they should have a transition menu, something that you can get breakfast items after that closing hour.
You know what? I thought about it long and hard, and I think that if you put out a breakfast menu and you say it closes at 10:45, but secretly, off the record, you stop at 11, I think that's a better play. Because now, I come in at 11 o'clock, and it's way too late. It's 15 minutes over, and I look like the dick. So say breakfast stops at 10:45. How about that? And then, if I come in at 10 to 11...
Then you'll walk in at 10:45. No, then you'll walk in at 10:45 and want your breakfast.
No, it really ends at 11, but you print on the menus and you tell people it ends at 10:45. Then someone walks in at 10:55, you make them their breakfast, and you look like a hero. That's what I'm trying to say.
Brody, you are correct. This is Tamara from downstate New York. People call it upstate, but it's really not upstate. It's Binghamton. But you commented on liking my attitude, so fuck yeah, Brody. I've always liked you the most. Still love you, Scary, but Brody's my boy.
Wow, that's life you, for life. That's your problem.
Zero. Love you guys.
So New York State is so big that what we call upstate is actually downstate. But we call it upstate because it's still upstate of New York City.
If you look at a map, it makes a lot of sense.
It's downstate, but more to us, it's more like midstate. Binghamton is 2.5 hours north of the city.
Yeah.
Roughly. That's upstate.
But it's downstate. It's not the city. It's downstate. It's the state.
It's New York State. It's the down part of the part that isn't New York City.
That isn't New York City, right? Yes.
Right.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, this is Peter calling you from the 305.
What?
Just commenting on episode 262 when Menachem did his talk back saying that we're all the Brody fans when Brody's right. I got to say, guys, if we Brody fans complimented you or talked back every single time that Brody was right, you'd have no time on the show to talk about anything else, because guess what? Brody's always right. So take the win, buddy.
Very funny. Brody is not always right. Brody's a cocky son of a bitch. And he's when he's wrong, you need to rub his nose in it. I'm just saying, you do.
Well, because it's rare. By the way, it's hard as hell and hard as hail. Both are correct, but it started out being hard as hail originally.
Who knew? So
people say it both ways.
Scary. Honestly, it's kind of ridiculous that you're so incensed that they would not serve you breakfast at 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock was the cutoff. They had moved on. You needed to move on. Enough said.
Okay.
Yep.
I could take my lumps. That's your opinion. Mm-hmm. Your opinion?
Oh, three of you.
Brody Scary, Scary Brody. This is William from Atlanta, Georgia. Episode number 259, around the hour and 16 minute mark, when you're congratulating Ricky, you said that she was a host of a radio show in the great city of Tennessee.
Nashville.
I meant market.
Last time I checked, Tennessee's a state.
Okay.
Brody is wrong.
No, he's right.
Brody is wrong.
He was right. Yeah, but what I meant
guys,
was it's a great market.
We know what you're
in radio,
we know.
Yeah, right. It's a market. I meant market.
Right, last one. Right. Yes, last one. Then we got to go.
Yep. Sorry about that.
Brody, sorry, but regarding that commercial, you're wrong. She said collections.
It's an S.
So I think from now on, you're going to have to be demoted, and this will be the Brooklyn Boys, Scary and Brody. Bye.
I get demoted because of an S from like a month ago?
You are an S. You're a giant S, Brody.
I'm a giant S. Yeah, but I don't hear it. All right, fair enough.
Are we really going to be serious about doing another meetup or what? Because now the slices are going to start asking, because we got to find a date, maybe in September or October. What about early October?
Well, we got to find a place. We got to figure out who wants to sponsor us and open up their restaurant to us. A lot goes into that. So
is it in the city?
The right people.
What if we went on a road trip? What if we did it in another city?
How are we getting there?
I mean,
who's watching my dogs and my wife's at work.
Okay. Be adventurous, man.
I
want to take this to Florida. I want to take this bitch to Florida.
Okay. But now listen, I love Florida, but
we'll have no New Yorkers,
people in the South. Right. I'm going to have only a couple of New Yorkers.
What about Pennsylvania? We should go to Philly. Philly's a big city.
I'm okay with that.
It's close enough to New York.
Let's work on it. Let's not spend 20 minutes of sliced time debating. We'll work on it.
All right. You going to go get that job or what? $110,000 to eat pizza.
I'll tell you where we could have the meetup next time if you want.
Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn!
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.